We're now going to have a Chazor Shia for the Shia this past Shabbos and Pirkei Avos, Parshas Chukosai, which was Erev Lag BaOmer. And everything should be understood in a Lag BaOmer way. The first Mishnah, the beginning, of course, has everything in it. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Heim Omer Shloisha Devarim, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, that remarkable time when Nevuah was waning, the power of prophecy was disappearing, and we felt in some way deserted on our own. The period of Chochma, of Torah Baal Peh, was beginning in earnest. And the Anshei Knesset Gedolah came during that time in between. And they said three things. We're going to focus on the first words that were given to us from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Have a mesunah bedin. Be deliberate. Be patient in judgment. V'hamidu tamidim harbe. Raise up many students. V'asus yag la'Torah. And make a fence around the Torah. So if this is the first maimer of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah at that time of terrible Yeyush, it must be that those first words, the first Torah was, Havu Mesunah Bedin, to be deliberate and patient in judgment. It must be that the entire Yisayid and Sharish of all Torah Shebaal Peh, together with a tremendous amount of Chizik that would carry us through the years ahead, are contained in these few words, have a mesunim bedin. Be patient, be deliberate in judgment. First, let's understand the pshat. The Rambam in his Perushim Mishnayis tells us that on the simple level, we're dealing here with a commandment or an Eitzah Tova, a good piece of advice, to Bezdin, to the court, and to the judges, to the Dayanim, that when they paskin, they should paskin the din in a state of mesinus, meaning it should be with deliberation, to be patient, not to be machriya, not to make a decision based upon first impressions or how things sound at the beginning. It's a general piece of advice to Bezdin, to all Dayanim, to be deliberate and to be careful and give things time when it comes to judgment. The Tosfos Yontif takes this mida of Hav Mesunah Bedin and brings it into the life of each and every individual. We also are poskim. We might not be paskining in halacha, but in life we make decisions. And when making a decision, the Tosfos Yontif says, Hav Mesunah Bedin says, is telling us that when you make an important decision, it should be with kavod rosh, should be taken very seriously. Be careful. Be deliberate. Take your time. Don't jump to conclusions. It's an Eitzah Torah for each and every one of us. We're all judges in some way or another in life. A child does something, so we become the Bezin. We're the aid, we're the Dayan, we're the Kaiser, the Chaiser, the Seifer, we're everything. And we have to be very careful, to be deliberate, to take our time when judging. The Maharit is Megala the Pnimius of this Mishnah of Hav Mesunah Bedin, and we're going to be using this Mahalach to try to develop this Mahalach to understand this in Pnimius. The Maharit says that the meaning of Din over here is not when we are judging. It's referring to the Midas HaDin. And the Midas HaDin means when you and I experience dinim in our lives, when we ourselves undergo difficulties and hardships, chas v'sholem, when we feel the hand of din on our shoulders. So the Maharit says that when a person sees that he's living through a time of din, he shouldn't He shouldn't jump to conclusions regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shouldn't become angry with Hashem. He shouldn't reject Chas V'Shalom Hashem. He should be Masun B'Din. Have Masun B'Din. When you're going through a time of din, be patient. Deliberate. Think carefully. Understand that there's something that Hashem is doing out of love for you, and He's working through your sugya of life. And be makabel the din shemayim biahava. Accept Hashem's din biahava. Don't jump to a conclusion and judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the difficulty that you're having with certain dinim at that time in your life. It's a very beautiful and very deep insight into the Mishnah. The Chassam Sofer in Parshas Achrei Mos, the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't quote the Maharit, but he applies this in judging other people, and he says that Hava Masuna B'Din means that you see another person, and you look at that person's life, and there are things about that person that appear to you offhand to be negative, to be destructive. That person's life is a life of dinim. So Hava Masuna B'Din is similar, according to the Chassam Sofer, to the mitzvah of Havidanis Kol Ha'adam L'Kav Schus, the Mishnah. Havidanis Kol Ha'adam L'Kav Schus, which means, be careful with the Midas Adin. Be careful with your Midas Adin. Judge a person L'Kav Schus when you see that there's a person who's not up to your expectations. Be careful how you use the Midas Adin in judging that person. So let's try to understand, to put all of this together, and to rely heavily upon this unbelievable chiddush of the Maharit, that Hava Masuna B'Din means not us being the judge, but when we're being judged, and when we feel dinim in our lives, how we're to deal with that situation in a way of mesinus, patience and deliberation. In order to be able to understand this, we have to talk about Midas Hadin. We have to understand more what's the inyan of Midas Hadin, Hanhoges Hadin, and Midas Hadin. By definition, Midas Hadin always is something that takes time to unfold. It is always connected to a duration of time. It takes time. Let me explain. The nature of din is to take a situation or to take an event or a person, whatever it might be, and to dissect it. That's what din is. Ben dam, ledam, ben din, ledin, right? Ben nega, nega. To dissect something. When you look at something in a general, superficial way, you're able to reach a conclusion immediately or relatively quickly. You can reach a conclusion because you're looking at that thing in a general, broad way. You're not dissecting it. You're not analyzing it. The nature of din, however, is analysis and dissection. Because din means tzimtzum. Din means to focus on the particulars, the details, the prote protum of a situation, to make chilukim between two things that appear offhand on the surface to be similar. Along comes the Midas Hadin, and when we use that Midah, that Koach of Din, we analyze, we dissect. This takes time. When a person learns something, a sugya, and he learns it in Bikiyas, so he could run through that Blat Gemara very, very quickly. He's not stopping to deliberate and to dissect each particular prat of the sugya. He's taking the sugya and he's learning it more in Bikiyas. The nature of that is, of Bikiyas, is that it moves. It doesn't take time. It goes quickly. There are people who are like that with their children, with their friends, with Hashem, with religion, with a spouse. More Bikiyas. Din is always Bi'iyun. Iyun means to look carefully into something. That's the nature of Din. Therefore, it's obvious that din always comes with time. Time itself, if one thinks about it, you could look at something in a very broad general way. When you're not really thinking too much and you're just having a chavaya, you're going through something, time goes very quickly. It goes very quickly. Before you know it, hours have gone by, the day has gone by. But when there's din, time moves very slowly. Because every minute means something else. And the hours are broken into minutes, and the minutes into seconds. And it could seem like a lifetime. One day could be like a lifetime. So the nature of Midas HaDin of Din always is connected to Ribui Hazman, to time, to a longer duration of time. Moments, hours broken into moments, moments into seconds. Na'arichus Hazman. When a person, God forbid, goes through a time of Din, how slowly time moves, Hashem Yirachem. When you're going through a time of Chasadim, then time, life, it flies, it goes, right? When you're living through time of Chasadim, the time goes. Recess ends very, very quickly. Which any child will tell you that, we all remember. Recess ends very quickly, but the classroom is torture. When they're sitting in the class, which is and they're feeling the Oymek HaDin of sitting in the classroom, and then just to make things worse, there's a big clock on top of the Rebbe's head or something. And all the kids are looking there, and you see. And recess is whatever, is 10 o'clock, you know. Just to get from 5 to 10 to 10, it's very, very hard. Every minute of recess, fast. To put this into the context of Jewish history and of what life is all about. When we left Mitzrayim, we left in a hurry. We left Egypt in a hurry. Fast. Everything was fast. But the Navi Yeshayah in Perek Nun Beis makes a clear distinction between that Geula, the first Geula from Mitzrayim, and the Geula, the redemption that we're all looking forward to, the Geula of Mashiach. Because regarding the Geula of Mashiach, the Navi Yeshayah says, Ki loy b'chipozen teitzeyu. Uve menusa loy seileichem. Ki lo b'chipozen teitzeyu. The Navi is telling us these words, Ki loy b'chipozen is la'afuke, the Geula of Mitzrayim. The Geula of Mitzrayim is b'chipozen, and now he says, Kindlech, I want to tell you something. This is not going to happen so fast. And even when it happens, it's not going to be in that way. Of all of a sudden, midnight ding, and what's matzah's food, and it's not going to happen that way. It's not in the way of chipazin. Ki loy b'chipazin, teitzeyu. Uve menusa loy seileichem. Ki hoylech lefneichem Hashem. Hashem is going to walk before you. Uma'asifchem Elokei Yisrael. And the God of Israel who gathers you all together will go together with you. That's what it says in Navi. Let's understand. The Ari HaKadosh explains this. It's brought in his name, and the Svarma Kadoshim, each tzaddik in his own way, explains this teaching of the Ari. Why is it that the first redemption was b'chipazon, and the redemption of Mashiach is davke in a way of loy b'chipazon, not in a hurry? It's mosum, it's with deliberation, it takes time. And the Ari HaKadosh tells us the Geula of Mitzrayim is a Geula b'chesed, with midas ha-chesed. The Geula with Mashiach is a Geula b'midas ha-din. What does that mean? Everybody knows that we were unworthy. We were not ready for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We weren't worthy to leave. At erom ve'erya. We just read in the Haggadah. We were naked of mitzvahs. We didn't have any schusim to... We didn't have... Enough schusim for sure. We were unworthy. The nature of geula in that way is a geula of chesed. And the geula of chesed is something which is fast. Why? Because with the Gula of Chesed, it's a way of general admission. What does that mean? It means that no one is stopping at the door to have his papers inspected. You don't have to take out your passport to show, why am I, Moshe Kapoya, what gives me the right to leave Egypt? And to take out your papers, your schusim, your chayvis, and to show who you are and what you are, whether you're holding by this, or you're ready to be in the Midbar, you're ready to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're ready for the Torah. The gates were opened. It was a time of general amnesty, and it was wild. A gula with midas chesed means everybody run for your lives. That was it. As far as what's your schlis, Maishala, to leave, we're not looking at any papers right now. At Eirim Ve'erya, it was a gula of chesed. Afterwards, the Sfiras Omer, 49 days. Now, then began the Indian of checking papers and looking into Pratim. Din. Sfiras Omer is a time of din. But leaving Mitzrayim was general amnesty. Everybody's out. There's a difference between a chasna that's bedin and a chasna that's bechesed. You know that by the chasidim, you never saw any place caused by a chasid shechasna, right? There's no such thing, you sit at table 12. By chasid shechasna, you're a man, you eat fleishigs, come on, come over here. Everybody, just sit wherever you want. You want to go from this table, you want to have a piece of chicken and kugel over here, because there you have a piece of chicken, a piece of kugel. You're not satisfied, you need more, you go to another table. You start again. But when there's a chasna that has an dinim, so then it says, you sit here. This is where you sit. As far as the food that you get, there's a din. But how much food you're going to get? It's not the chesed. It's the din. So there's a clear assignment. And you have to show your card. They come to check. You have to show your card. Who are you? What are you doing over here? When it's bechesed, it's general admission. Find yourself a seat, have a good time. You're in. So the gula of Mitzrayim was a gula of chesed. Chesed always means fast. Fast means you don't have to stop to check. We're not looking. Go. Everybody just goes. The gula ha'achreina, the gula that we're waiting for with Mashiach, is in the schus of Yitzchak Avinu, like Chazal tell us. Yitzchak Avinu's din. The gula ha'achrayim of Mashiach is a gula b'midas ha'din. What does that mean? Whereas Yitzchak Mitzrayim took place in the way of Midalag alei harim u'makapetz al ha'gvoz, well, Hashem was like jumping over mountains and leaping over hills, and we're just, let's go fast, everybody together, let's go out of here. That was a gula mitzad, klolius nishmas Yisrael, that the Jewish people as a people are holy and are pure and are wonderful. And that's a gula of general admission, general amnesty, everybody, let's go. So there's a mila to that. The mila to such a gula is that everybody goes. The prison gates are open and everybody's free. The chesaron, of course, is obvious. That just because you're free doesn't mean that your problems are taken care of. That doesn't mean that you're okay. What was missing from the Gula of Mitzrayim was a tikkun for each prat, for each separate individual nishmas Yisrael, for this yid and for that yid. There wasn't a tikkun for what that person was and what that person needed. The Gula of Mitzrayim did not penetrate into the depths of each person to redeem each person. The Gula of Mitzrayim took place in a way that we call, in Rosh Hashanah, Beskira Achas. In a great general overview, Jewish people are great, the Jews are a great people, out, arise. That's it. Which is, it's fantastic to be free, but you know how it is when you're free, so now what? And who am I? And I don't have to tell you, everybody here knows that there are people who would have been better off, prisoners who were better off in prison, as far as what would become of them later on in life. Because the fact that they were freed, and they were not ready to be free, and there was no individual tikkun, meant that they were doomed to fail in the long run. They were doomed. The gula of Mashiach is a gula of Midas HaDin. Here already we're talking about every single Nishmas Yisrael having a tikkun. Every Nishmas Yisrael have a tikkun. It's taking time. It takes time. Have a Masunim B'din. With this din, it means there's a checkpoint. Checkpoint means, Rabbi, you take out your papers. Where are you holding? Who are you? So you say, listen, Rabbi Shalom, I have a certain Indian I haven't worked out. So, Kadu Rabba, then let's work it out. It has to be worked out. So you have to have a tikkun. It's a tikkun of each and every Nishmas Yisrael. It's going to the Jewish people, B'iyun. The gula of Mitzrayim is a gula in B'kiyas. And therefore, we would have all failed any kind of a serious exam. We would have failed. It's a dafyomi. It's a dafyomi gula, which is wonderful, because you're excited, you finish us. I made it. I got to the end zone. But if there'd be somebody sitting, imagine if you had Rabbi Avad Yosef sitting at the entrance into Madison Square Garden or the Coliseum, and if in order to get into the Siyam HaShas, he asks you a few pointed questions, a little panoramic view of Shas, just to test a little bit from each one of the storm, from Nezikin, from Moed, from Kodshim, Miyamad Lefanecha B'din. B'din. So the Dafyomi, the B'ki, is wonderful. And you went from Brachas, and you got all the way to the end. It's Givaldic. But it doesn't stand the test. It can't pass the test. There wasn't really a tikkun on any deeper level. It's a geula of Mashiach is a geula be'iyun, and therefore, it takes time. Have a mesunah medin, but we haven't gotten yet to the oimek here. There's a time of the year that's designated for din. Once we're there, we all have a tremendous hisroimus, and we have an aliyah. But we're all afraid of being there. Because of Miyama Lefenchabin, because we feel that we're standing at the checkpoint. We feel that the rest of the year is sort of general admission. And then when you come to the time of Elul, Shem Kippur, so that feeling of Nisana Taikiv, Mi Be'esh, Mi B'mayim, Araya, a shepherd, was counting his sheep. Counting, being counted, separating is din. Right? That's Midas HaDin. So during that time of the year, Rosh Hashanah says Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So we say the capital Shir HaMala is Mimamakim Kosir HaShem. That time of the year, more than any other time, is a time when the Mamakim, the depths, are being opened and looked into. The Tanya speaks about in Likutei Torah, the levels. If it says mamakim, it means there are levels of oimek. There are levels, layers and layers of oimek, of depth, deeper and deeper. Until you get to the etzem hachayim, that place within a Jew that is the essence of who he is. This is how Rav Matl Zilber Zunzayin explains the inyan of mi mamakim. The soul has different, there are different levels of the soul. Some aspects of each and every one of us are more open, are more revealed, are more known by others and to ourselves. Usually other people know it better than ourselves, usually our parents, spouse. But there are parts of us that are more behizgalus, that are not be'omek, that are not so deep. And then you have parts of the person that are mamish, mamakim, deeper and deeper, that other people don't see, and that you yourself are not necessarily in touch with, the mamakim. A person goes to a tzaddik, or a person goes under different circumstances, or whatever it might be, let's say to a very qualified professional, a therapist, a professional, so that person helps to take away the layers, to get to the mamakim. And you could, for the first time in your life, begin to understand, why do you do certain things? Why do you act a certain way? Or why do you fail to act a certain way? What's going on with your life? Because there's the branches of life, the outgrowths of life, and there's the etzem of life. There's life itself. Our actions, even our personality traits and so on, are branches that are growing out of the shorish, the roots of the essence of who we are, out of the etzem of our lives, the soid of the neshama, the secret of the neshama. What's the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Listen carefully, even though it's just Lag BaOmer time. What's the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The din can be summarized in the following way. The din is, Rabbi, look at your life. Look at the way you talk. Look at the way you act. Look at your mitzvahs. Look at your aveiros. And answer me, emphemi akasha. Answer this kasha. This is what the judge is asking us. Answer this kasha. What's the shaychus? What's the connection between the etzem of who you are and the life that you're living? What's the relationship between the etzem of who you are, the oimik, the mamakim of who you are, and the stuff that I see here on the paper? We're at the checkpoint. It's Rosh Hashanah. I'm looking at the stuff on the paper, Hashem Shabbos says. You did this, you did this, you didn't do this, you were supposed to, you did this, you weren't supposed to. Tell me something, my friend. Did you ever think about the oimik of who you are and the tachlis of your life? What's the connection between who you are, how I made you, and what you're doing in the life that you're living? When we ask Hashem throughout that time, we ask, Zachreinu l'chaim, Melech Chofetz b'chaim. We're asking Hashem's Baruch like this, Zachreinu l'chaim, Rebbein Shalom, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, help me to find that etzem achayim of who I am and why you made me. Help me to feel that. Help me, this should be clear to me. Because if I understand the oimik of who I am, if I'm able to dissect myself and get to the etzem of who I am, then I will be able to correct all of those branches. I will be able to confront and to deal with the challenges of midas and meisen. I'll be able to take care of those things. I need to get to the nekuda of who I am, the nekudas achayim. Therefore, din begins not with Hashem judging us. The din begins with our judging ourselves, with judging ourselves. And a person excavating and digging deep into himself. Throughout the entire time of the year, we say, L'dovad Hashem Arvi Yishi. And L'dovad Hashem Arvi Yishi, we say, Luli Hemanti Liros B'tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. Liros B'tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim means, help me during this time of the year. I'm asking you to help me to get to that part of myself that's called Eretz Chayim, the land of life. To be oimed on that nekuda of my life. And if Hashem sees that we're trying to make a connection, we're trying to get to the shirish, we're trying to dissect and to get to the oimek, to the mamakim of din, and that takes time, we're trying to do that, then the hanhoge in Shemayim, the way that Hashem responds to that is that He doesn't judge us by the branches that have grown out. He judges He judges us by that essence of who we are, which is that we're Yidden. And the neshama is neshama tahira. If we try to get to the etzem of who we are, and to understand what's gone wrong in the branches of life, as I've grown out over the years, and spread out into the world, if we do that, then Hashem gives us the time to work out the sugya of healing and repairing all of those branches that have grown into the wrong places. Because we're addressing the Eretz HaChaim of who we are, that point of life. And Hashem, therefore, in a loving and compassionate way, gazes into the Mamakim, which is life. And we ask him, Zachrein l'chaim, Marshalom, help us to reveal this life within ourselves. Because you are melech chofetz b'chaim. You're a king who desires life. That's what you want of us. So now we have a new understanding of Havam Asuna B'din. Things that are superficial are very, very easy to figure out. It doesn't take time. It goes very quickly. The Maral explains the interesting difference between animals and human beings. Among other things, an animal is born, and in a couple of hours, a day or two, it's already on its own. It's running around. We've seen, you know, when we were kids, we used to watch National Geographic, and the little deer is born. It drags around a little bit, and the mother gives a little bit of a nudge, and then he's fine. I'm already a couple years past 50. My mother's still trying to give me a nudge. You know, my mother's still nudging me to grow up. So the Maral talks about this. An animal is like a behemoth, bama. What's an animal? It's a chitzayni. It doesn't have an oimik. It doesn't have mamakim. It's a behemoth. So the behemoth to be what the behemoth needs to be, so what does it take? Sof kol sof. So the Maral says he's a ben yoimai, and he's fine. But Oig Melech HaBoshim, this powerful king, Oig Melech HaBoshim, he was in a crib. His mother had to take care of him and had to raise him. And all of us, as human beings, need time. It takes time. Because the greater the oimek, the deeper, the more specific, the more particular, the less chipazon, the less rush, the longer the deliberation, the longer it takes. Because to get to the shayrish, to get to the root, the branches you can see very, very quickly. So somebody that goes for help and he goes to the therapist says, I don't understand, I've already come twice. And this guy, like, you know, has done all kinds of crazy things in his life. He's got all kinds of problems. He's been locked up for half his life. And he says, doctor, I already spent 2 hours with you. How come I'm not doing better? Now, if we're talking about somebody that just has some silly little Nairish kite, so then it could be that after two sessions or a session or two that he's fine. But there's an oimek over here. And therefore the therapist is being told, and the patient, have him as soon as bedin. We're trying to get to the bottom of things. We're trying to understand you, to get to the etzem of life. And when the Torah says later on in Parsha Shoftim, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada, man is compared to the tree of the field, we understand that the shurish of a tree, the shurish is very, very deep. And the shurish is something which you don't see. And you can't expect immediately to have beautiful flowers and fruits. That's just not how it is. That's not how it works. So it is, ki adam eitz asada means the etzem, which is the lashon of eitz. The etzem achaim of a person, of who he is, be'emes, be'emes. To get to that etzem, that's not mezgala. To get to that redemption of who I am, that's not something that can happen overnight. That takes time. And therefore, in order that we should be able to bear fruit, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah telling us at the beginning of that time of darkness, have a Mesunah B'din, Eden. Be patient. Have a Mesunah B'din. Parents, be patient with your children. You want them to be right away. You want them to be right away, like the best kid in the class, or to be little Rav Moshe's, little Chavos Chaim's. Havam Asuna B'din means a human being is a deep sugya. You gotta understand your kid be'ian. You can't look at your kid in bikis. You gotta look at your child be'ian. You have to understand. When it comes to a human being, the way of Geula is Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. You gave birth to something. As Samach David, we would like it should be Meheiras Atzmiach. It's not even in all the Nusachs. We would like it to happen quickly. But the nature of a Tzemach is that it's Tzomeach. And Tzomeach takes time. Tzmicha takes time. There'll be fruit if you're patient. If you deliberate with the child, just as Hashem is with His children, we would all like that it should be a gula b'chipazon for our children. And it should be right away. Little tzaddikim, little tzadkanias. And we think that it's that simple. Take him to the Sklana Rebbe, something for a bracha, and you come back from Borough Park, and then everything is all set. It's fine. And you shave off his head, leave him some tayas, and get him a big talus cotton with stripes, put him into the best cheder that they say is the best cheder, at least the best cheder of the week, and that's it. And then you're upset. I don't understand. How come you're not learning the Gemara? I don't understand how come you're interested in things that are not holy. I don't understand why you're talking to that guy. You shouldn't be talking to that guy. So Hashem says, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah telling us, have a Mesunah B'din, a human being. That's a Mechaim, is a Sugya. It's a big Sugya. It's a deep Sugya. We understand when the Chassam Sofer says that the meaning of the Mishnah, have a Mesunah B'din, means when you're judging another person. You know, on a deeper level, what the Ma'arit was saying is when you're judging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were telling us. Because at that time, when the darkness was settling in, the Nevuah ended. So people felt that Hashem was finished with us. And they were judging God in a very superficial way. We often do that when we're going through a time of din. To judge God in a superficial way. We don't think of God be'in, we think of God in be'kiyas. Oh, you're supposed to be good. That's what they all said. You know, and you say, it says in the Siddur that you're good. I don't see that it's so good. I don't see that it's so good. So there was a time that it was removed. Haker lagor lagiba v'anoira was removed from the nusach of davening. And the Anshei Knesset came back and they were machzeh teres liyosh, and they restored that to the Siddur. And they said that the Jewish people are living among 70 wolves. The whole world hates us. Hein hein v'roisav. Hein hein v'roisav. We're judging Hashem. The Chassam Sofer says when you're judging another Jew, you have to know that that person has an oitnik. You're looking at the branches of a person. You're looking at the branches of the person, you could easily rush to judgment. Rush, b'chipazon, to judgment. And to come to the conclusion, and to paskin, this kid is no good. This kid is like this, he's like this. Or that person is like this, like that. The Chassam Sofer is telling us, have a Mesunah B'din means be careful when you're judging another Jew. Who do you think that is? You're the superficial one. Do you know who that person is? Did you go to a place of mamakim? Did you go to the oimik of that person? Do you know that that person is part of the world of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Leilam Haba, just like you? We begin Pirkei Avos every Kol Yisrael Yesh. We spoke about that 2 weeks ago. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Leilam Haba. That means inside this person, whose branches seem to you to be so ugly, whose branches and fruits look to be so rotten, inside of that person, the etzem achaim of that person, yeah, he hasn't worked out to connect the etzem of who he is with the branches, but the etzem of that person is kol yisrael yesham chelik l'haba. You stop being superficial. You have to go to the mamakim of who this person is. And if you come to the oimik, you will judge him l'kav schus, because in the oimik of who he is, he's a Nishmas Yisrael, just like you. And your nature is to rush. The chipazon means to judge a person by the muskal rishon. By the muskal rishon means by first impressions. We're guilty of that all the time. By the muskal rishon, you judge, and you jump the chipazon to judgment. But what you're seeing in that other person, that's not the etzem of who he is. What you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in the world, this and that, that's Kivyochel himself. Those are branches of the Anhogas Hashem in the world. And Hashem himself. The Oymek Hadin of what Hashem is working out in the world and each and every one of us. So Havim Mesunah B'Din means with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't rush to judge what Hashem does in your life and in the world. And then it's talking to us also, even when looking at yourself. You know, you don't feel like davening because you think you're such a low life. You don't feel like doing mitzvahs because you're so disgusted with yourself. Why would my mitzvahs make a difference? So the Anshei Knesset knew what we're thinking. And now the Knesset Gedolah is saying to us, Yidden, have a Mesunah B'din. Have a Mesunah B'din. You're rushing to judgment. You're not deliberating. You're being impatient. You're looking at the surface. You're not dissecting yourself to the essence, to the pnimius. If you would do that, you would come to the etzem of your life, and then you would have the koiches to repair the branches. You have those koiches, but you're rushing to judgment. You're judging yourself in such a way. The Navi Yeshayah says, it's not going to be in a way of rushing. It's not going to be that way. So it's been taking quite a while for us to return to Yerushalayim. And the Navi, when he said, so we thought, okay, a year or two. All right, last time was 70, we'll give it 80, 100. It's already a long time. When the Sfadim, Avieses showed this to me 2 years ago, the Sfadim begin saying, Kinas Tisha B'Av night, they begin by saying, how many years this has been? They cry out, the years that we're holding now, how many years is it since the Churban? It's a long time. It's a big sugya, Am Yisrael. It's a big sugya. And at the end, it's going to be good. What's the end? The end is we all have to stand in judgment. Now, the way that I heard that when I was a kid, it was very, very scary. And I think many of us, from a very early age, something just turned off in a subtle way when we heard about judgment. The end is very good. There is going to be a judgment, but the judgment is going to be in the Beis Din Shel Mashiach. It's going to be in Mashiach's Beis Din. And the wondrous thing about Mashiach's Beis Din is that everybody comes out being Zoyche B'din. In the end, each Jew will be fixed. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Not one Jew will be left without a tikkun. You see, because Mashiach will be Megala, the oimik of a Jew, the deepest, deepest depths of a Jew. In the Zohar Kodesh, the Hechel HaDin is called the Hechel HaSchus. It's one place. The Hechel, the chamber of judgment, and the chamber of Schus, is one place. Because the essence of a Jew, that's covered with so many layers, and has so many branches, the essence is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelik Loilam Haba. And that's why Chazal tell us, explain to us, the Navi says, that there's something absolutely astonishing, unique, about how Mashiach is going to judge us. It's absolutely astonishing. It says in Pasuk, V'aricha b'yiras Hashem, he will have the smell of the fear of God. He'll be able to smell it. V'loy l'mare einav yishpait. Mashiach's not going to judge by what he sees, his first impressions. He's not going to rush to judgment. Or by what he's hearing, and to just come to judgment. That's in the 11th parak of Yeshayah. So how will he judge? So the Gemara explains, he will judge with his nose. Maruch v'doin. He will judge with the koach of smelling. Each one of us is going to go before Mashiach, and he's going to give a shmek, and he's going to give a kiss. All the other ways of judging, Mara Einav, the eyes, Mishma Oiznav, are able to look at them, to hear about the branches, the outgrowths of what became of this person. Of course, we all have to go through what's necessary to get to the Etzem Achayim, and there has to be some pain that comes with being fixed, of course, to get to that point. But what is the point of life? What is the essence of life, the etzem achaim of a person? It's the nishmas chaim. Nishmas ruach chaim ba'apov. Hashem breathed into man's nose, a living soul. Nishima, breathing, is the word neshama. The way that we test if somebody is alive, according to halacha, is to see if there's any breath that's coming out from his nostrils. Why? Because it's the Etzem Achayim, is somehow hidden in the neshima, is the Nishmas Chaim, Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apav, Vayipach Ba'apav, Nishmas Chaim. When Chazal tell us through the Navi that Mashiach is going to smell and judge, it means the difference between Mashiach's judgment, the ultimate and final judgment, which is going to be the tikkun of each and every one of us, it takes time. It's taken time. But each one will have a redemption, because that judgment is a judgment that reaches into the essence of life. That point that's called Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. You see, that's the nature of the world, that if a person faints, that you bring him something strong to smell. Why? Because that somehow reaches into the Nishmas Chaim and restores his life. Fainting means that he lost his hold on life. The Nishmas Chaim is through the smell. That brings back, that restores life. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. There's a famous story. It's a funny story that the Divrei Chaim, that in Sanz, in Yom Kippur, there was a gevir, there was a very rich guy, that he was krechsing, that he's not feeling well, and he has to have something to drink. And they didn't know what to do, and then before they knew, the guy was on the floor, he passed out. So they ran over to the Divrei Chaim, Rebbe, whatever, Yankel the gevir, you know, you need a psakalochi, he fainted. And the Rebbe was in the middle of singing something in the davening, in the machzen, and he said, "Hold a minute, I'm coming, take it easy. Don't rush," he says. And they can't believe it. The guy's wife is screaming. Everybody's in it's a whole tumult. The Yankel's on the ground, the rich guy. And the Vichaim is finishing his thing. After he finishes, he walks over there slowly to the back of the shul. And everybody's nervous and standing around Yankel. And the Vichaim leans over and he whispers something into Yankel's ear. 1 second, Yankel jumps up, takes his machzer, is okay. And that's it. Davening finished. Everybody figured that the Divrei Chaim said one of the Shemus of Hashem and brought this guy back from the dead. So they asked the Rebbe. The Divrei Chaim said, after Yom Kippur, he smiled and he said, "It wasn't one of Hashem's Shemus. I said to him, I whispered, I says, Yankel, I'll give you a glass of water, but you're going to have to pay 250 rubles for it, you understand? It's going to cost you 250 rubles for this glass of water." He came back to life. That was the Etzem Achaim of Yankel, was his pocketbook. That was his money, is the Etzem Achaim. When you touch that part of you, when that part, which is the Etzem Achaim, then the person is revived. Mashiach smells a Jew. There are tzaddikim that had that koyach, to smell a Jew. They had that koyach. Kalabach used to tell the Maisa of Chazkala, Chazkel Hashem Shabbos, Chazkel Shabbos. That's an interesting story. It has a place. It comes from one of the Sfarim. I mean, Reb Shlomo Inamen took it and went with it. But it was, there were tzaddikim that were like that. What does that mean? It means the Nishmas Chaim, the Neshima is the point of life. It's the Etzem Chaim. Every week, Hashem Shabbos gives us Shabbos. If you look at what you did throughout the week, everything you did through the week were branches and out, you know, and if you be honest, you judge yourself. Miyamad lefanecha bedin. If you look at things in a superficial way. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled by the same thing that you and I are upset about. And when he asked Hashem, Haydi naz jachecha, Hashem, show me your ways, Chazal tell us, he said, Rabbi Shalom, and they might yes, Tzadav Gatayavai, Tzadav Gerali, Rosh Avatayavai, Rosh Avarali. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, why is it that the Tzaddikim will suffer? I look at the world, and I don't get it. I'm judging the world. I don't get it. I see Rishayim, wicked people, evil people, they're having a good time. So, it bothered Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked to understand this. Every week when we come to Kabbalah Shabbos, we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And all the Sfarim talk about it, it's funny, because after those words, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, it doesn't look like there's anything else about Shabbos. So Teretz is, according to what we're learning, The week was a hard week. And each person can judge Hashem by that week and could judge himself and others by what he saw in a chitzonis takeaway during the week. When it comes to Shabbos, you know how in Makabal Shabbos we say, Lahagid ki yosha Hashem. I believe 100% ki yosha Hashem. Shabbos, when we come back to the etzim of life, we're able to say, I believe that everything Hashem does is Lahagid ki yosha Hashem. Tzui v'lov lo sabay. What about the Rishayim? The Rishayim, I know 1,000,000%. It's going to be Li Shamdam Adayad. They're gonna get theirs. Atabis. It takes time. Have a Masunam Bedin. They're gonna get theirs. Before Rishon Kamayesa but Sisuka Polayovan, there's so many Rishon. We're gonna see what's gonna be with all these chayis. Li Shamdam Adayad. With Hashem's Cheshman, it's Hashem's Cheshman. Vatamorim Lo'ilam Hashem. Tomid Yodcha Al Yoina. Meaning that Hashem has a mahalach over here. Have mesunim adin. On Shabbos, a person can be lifted up to that emuna that there's an etzim that I'm just not seeing. And to be reminded and to have chizik that soon it's going to be Shabbos. And afal pisha yisma meya, and even though it's taking time, it takes time. Achakala b'chal yoyim sheyavai. I wait every day on imam. After the war, you know that the Babav Rebbe survived miraculously, and his son Reb Naftolcha, Chusi Yelhaino, was a boy, and he went through everything with his father. And he went to Eretz Yisrael first, and then they reunited over here in New York. Reb Naftolcha's Rebbetzin passed away last week. He was a big tzaddikus. Naftolcha was one of the most hidden tzaddikim of the generation. They found that after he was nifter, the kind of chesed that he was doing, the chesed, he passed himself off as a parsha to Eve. I don't know if you ever saw him, but he went like in such a way. He was always like a shamus with his father. He was, and the tzaddikim, the big tzaddikim of the generation were mechabed him, unbelievable. So Rav Naftolcha was with some of the Sheiris HaPleita, with Yidden who survived. And they were having a hard time. It's understandable, they're having a hard time. So I saw in the Sefer that he spoke about the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akel HaGodol HaGibah V'Hanayra. And then the Gemara tells us that Yirmiyah and Daniel didn't say Giba V'Naira, because they said what Goyma dancing around in the ruins, and we should say that Hashem is God Giba V'Naira. Ayeg V'Roy, so where do we see Hashem's kindness? Where do we see His love? So can you imagine? They omitted those words. Rav Naftolcha said to the people, those words were omitted. Ad Shavo Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Then the Anshei Knesset Gedolah came, And they brought back the words that, yeah, we do say Giba V'Naira. We should resume saying Giba V'Naira. For Amru, like I said before, Hein Hein Gvoresov. That Se'ech is the one little shep, so one little lamb. Then Shivim Ze'evim Skayem is all of these years is living with the 70 wolves surrounding her. So Rav Naftolcha said that we live through the din of the Holocaust. They named the row, and we saw their own eyes, the destruction. And worst of all, he says, they named the row, and the son of Rabban Achrei Hamal Chamish, the Rabban Ponu Oyref Lihadis. And the Tulcha said that many Jews are giving up their Yiddishkeit after the war. Achrei Roim, said Tzadigim, Chesidim, Yisharim, Tumim, Nirtzuchu, Bachzarius. Having seen with their own eyes so many great and pure and holy Tzadigim murdered in such a cruel way. Because the Hest upon them was gefährlich. And Rav Naftolcha told these people, that when you see the Midas Adin, don't come to that, don't jump to judgment. Have a Mesunim Adin. He says, you didn't, like the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the ones who said to us at that time, Have a Mesunim Adin. And they put back into the Siddur, Hakel, Hagodl, Hagiba, Vahanoira, with their belief that the sugya is a deep sugya, and it's not finished. We haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And to believe in the pnimis and the pnimis and the etzem achayim of the very oilam, that there's only ahav, it's only gibur v'naira. And who was greater in that koyach of seeing things in that way than ir v'kadosh mishmai kanochis adoneinu v'ayochai? It's the whole inyan of Rabbi Shimon. So his son Rabbi Elazar, they come out from the cave, they see Jews that are not, they don't look so good on the surface, you know, they're standing there in cut-out t-shirts, working in the fields, you know. Maybe he had a talus cut, maybe he didn't have a talus cut, maybe his hair was a little bit too long, maybe even his beard was missing, whatever. Not sitting in Bismedrish. So Rabbi Elazar is already burning up the world. And on the 13th year, Rabbi Shimon, everywhere Rabbi Elazar is looking to destroy, Rabbi Shimon is healing. He's judging in a different way. Lo lamara ein of yishpait, with his eyes. Not with his eyes, he's smelling Jews. And the Gemara says by Rabbi Shimon, in Sukkah the Gemara says, Yochel ani lifter as kol ha'olam kulay min hadin. After all that we just learned now, this past hour, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, whose name has in it Yochai, Chiyus, Yochel ani lifter as kol ha'olam kulay min hadin. Shimon, as I explained by the Hilula, even though it looks on the surface, you see a Jew, Shimon means Kishama Hashem Kisnu Anoichi. It looks like a Jew is not good. And the Gemara tells us that they met a Yid over there, and he has two bunches of Hadassim. Why? One for Lekavod Shabbos, one for Zohar, one for Shomer, and Rabbi Shimon says, "Ay, you smell these Hadassim? Give a smell. Give a shmek. Kama chaviv mitzvah Yisrael." He says to his son, "Your problem, Rabbi Elazar, you're a big tzaddik. You just don't know how to smell Jews. You know how to look at them. You look at them like an esrig. I smell them like hadassim. Because the inyan of hadassim is that beautiful, beautiful smell of the hadassim." And that was when, the Gemara tells us, that was right at the time when Shabbos was, when Friday was leaving, and Shabbos was entering, and Shabbos means that belief in Suri of Lav Lo Sabai. Shabbos says to us every week, have a Masuna B'din. It's going to be the way it's supposed to be. And each one of us is going to come back to that place and that point of life, which is Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba, Rishi B'Zarech Mitzvah Shem, to be at that Bezen, and to be able to come together with each and every one of our people, to return to Yerushalayim, and to be able to smell the Ketores. The Ketores was brought on Yom Kippur. Can you think of a more beautiful way? It's the highest carbon of the year. It's the Ketores, lift my liftim, and Yom Kippur. What's the meaning of Ketores? Arech Nicharech, Hashem smelling Jews. How a Jew smells in the pnimius of who he is. Lift my liftim, the Ketores. It's the strongest thing. It stops Magefes, it stops Tsaros, it stops death. So we should come to the time when all that's Malhamavizdik should stop. And we'll be able to come to that panimis, which will be chayim, which will be chay olamim, life forever, with Mashiach Zekeinu b'mehayim yomeinu amen v'amen.